Good morning.
Do I have
imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you'd say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
All right. Good morning, everybody. We are here at Coffee at the Carlton in the beautiful Atascadero, California, located right smack dab in the middle of the central coast of California. What we do here at Coffee at the Carlton is we connect business professionals with other business professionals or consumers that are looking for their services. So today, we're going to be interviewing some members that we have that are regulars here at Coffee at the Carlton. We meet every single Wednesday at 9:30 in the morning. We're here at 6005 El Camino Real at the beautiful Carlton Hotel. And I have Mary Kaltenbach, Dr. Mary Kaltenbach, sitting here with me. Today, I'm going to be asking you guys about not only finding out what it is that you do in your business, but I'd also like to know what it is that inspired you to go into business for yourself. So, good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So what is it that you do?
I am a doctor of chiropractic, and what I do is I help primarily women who are struggling with health issues to really have the opportunity so that they can do the things that they enjoy in life again.
Mm-hmm.
So I make it so that their bodies can deal better with life, and they can do the things that they love, be with the people that they love, and not have their bodies stopping them.
They're in pain. So you work with a lot of women who might have some health issues, such as pain, inflammation.
Correct. And
how does your method of chiropractic actually help that, just if you can kind of put that into a nutshell?
So what it does is what any chiropractic really does is it removes the interference between the nervous system and the body so that the body can function better.
Mm-hmm.
The nervous system controls everything, so if there's interference between the nervous system and the body, you can just imagine that it controls the blood sugar, the heart rate, the pain sensations. So if there's interference, you're going to have...
It just doesn't work right.
Correct.
Right. So what would be an example of something that might cause an interference?
Interference can be caused... There's three different causes. Mm-hmm. There's physical, so you're in an accident or you fall or...
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of physical situation where you're hurt, you twist.
Okay.
Then there's also chemical. So that's what you ingest, what your surroundings are. Are you surrounded by toxic chemicals at your work, or do you drive in the smog, or do you just have a really stressful life, and in which case chemicals in your body are released that cause subluxation, which is what chiropractors work with.
Well, and then you just said stress, and I would imagine that would be another...
Right, and that's the third thing, which is emotional. So there's emotional causes of subluxations where, the sky's the limit. You have a stressful job, you have a stressful relationship, you have stress related to finances with family, or what you just have to do everything, whatever it is in your life.
Right. Well, it sounds like that you do some really great things for your clients, and that you have a very successful practice. I'm also curious to know what challenges you encounter as a business owner.
the challenges that I encounter are not doing everything myself.
So delegating.
Being able to delegate, to allow other people to shine with their strengths.
So marketing.
So marketing or just...
I know that's one of mine. I like to do the marketing, but it just takes so much time, and then it takes away from what it is I truly am here to do.
Right.
Yeah. So what other challenges that pop into your head?
So
you mentioned another one when we were talking earlier.
Another challenge is really communicating with people that important regular care, not just coming in to fix it and make everything better, and then you're off doing the same thing again. Healing is really a journey. It's a process where you don't just brush your teeth and then wait until you go to the dentist next time and get your teeth cleaned.
Oh, right.
You don't go to the chiropractor because you fell off of a ladder. You go then as well, but you want to maintain your body in a place of health, not just fix it when it's an emergency thing.
Right. Well, that's actually probably a very good thing to leave off our conversation with, is that maintaining health is something that we should be considering doing constantly. And if you are interested in maintaining your health, you can contact Mary Kaltenbach at, what is the phone number for you?
805-350-0578, or you can go to lighthousehealingcenter.com.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for being here this morning, and thank you for being a regular for Coffee at the Carlton.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right. Now we have our next regular coffee drinker with us.
Yes.
Good morning, Michelle. This is Michelle Rumpel, and she is with Mediavine Marketing.
Good morning.
And all right. So what we are talking about here today is, we already kind of identified what it is that you do here on the Central Coast. But
marketing.
Yeah. And what inspired you to go into business for yourself and in marketing?
Oh, that's such a good question. I have always loved technology. And so, of course, several years ago, marketing and technology fused together. We were building websites for clients. They started asking us how to get the word out about these websites. So we started talking about the powers of social media and the powers of search engine optimization and all of that. And so we really started to do a lot more research into, of course, the world of social media. And this has been a lot of years now.
It has been.
And so any marketing company now, of course, has to be all things digital.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Everything else. So I guess I didn't really say what inspired me other than the fact that I love technology and really get excited about marketing our clients because most of them have stories and products.
And they don't always know how to get it out.
They don't know how to get it out. They're too busy doing what they're doing.
Right.
And so we have tons of fun.
Yeah. And if you'd like to dial in and ask Marie or her guest a question, dial 323-580-5755. That's 323-580-5755.
Excellent. Wonderful. Okay. So now here is a real doozy of a question. So you're new to California. You guys
fairly new.
Well, in the digital sense, I guess, it takes a little while to acclimate to your surroundings. But I'm curious to know what challenges that you encounter doing business here, for your type of business. What is it? Or even you might even have a different perspective where you can see other businesses' challenges in doing business. Obviously, marketing is one of them. Is there anything else that you can identify out there?
Well, with on the Central Coast, it's a hugely different market in many different ways from the Chicagoland area where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful place. It's a wonderful place. Love it. There's tons of opportunity, but it's a totally different environment. So we had to really dial, selling style, our own marketing style to adapt to a new environment because it's just totally different. The demographics are different. It's smaller by far, so it's more I don't, clicky is a bad word, but it's, people know each other. You know, people know each other.
Very locally oriented.
Very locally oriented. Mm-hmm. It's just more inwardly focused.
Mm-hmm.
So we have great clients here, but it's just a different area.
Mm-hmm.
And people have a different attitude even. and it's fun. I love it. It's just, you just have to adapt. So, you know, and so not only adapt.
It's a little more carefree.
So not only adapt our own marketing styles for our own company, but also mm-hmm. adapt styles and also, you know, to gain clients, but also adapt our style and how our clients here want to be marketed.
Right.
So it's fun. It's a challenge and it's fun.
I'll bet they love to have a different perspective on marketing that's from outside of California.
Yeah.
I know I've appreciated, you know, a lot of the insight that you guys have given us as well with WebCCBA.
So,
excellent. Tell us a little bit about where you guys are located and how people can reach you for their marketing needs.
So our office is in Shell Beach, which is awesome. Coming from the Midwest having an office like a block away from the ocean is wonderful. We love it so much.
Do you send photos to your friends back on the East Coast going, neener, neener?
Yeah, pretty much. Our website is mediavinemarketing.com. So you can reach me there. There's a contact form on the website. So reach me there. That's probably, in a lot of ways, the best way to get a hold of us. You can also call my cell if you want. Personal attention, 630-888-8571.
Mm-hmm.
888-5711.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle,
thank you
for talking with us. And so you can get back to your coffee here at the Carlton.
All right. Thank you.
All right. A little more networking going on there.
And remember, folks, you can dial in and talk to our guest, Laura Marie, at 323-580-5755. That's 323-580-5755.
Excellent. Well, now we have our next is another coffee at the Carlton regular. And this is Eric Schneider. We've known each other for a little while when I was working at the Atascadero Chamber of Commerce, So let's talk a little bit more about, you've got some new ventures going on, Eric.
I do have some new ventures going on.
Tell us all about them. What is it that you do here on the Central Coast?
Well, I am actually in the process of starting my own personal business,
mm-hmm.
And it is called SchneiderVentures.com. And it is part of marketing. However, I assist my clients with personalized relationship marketing using physical greeting cards, gifts, and email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So
the thoughtful side,
a little bit of traditional marketing, as well as a little bit of relationship-based marketing.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important these days. Do you find that people are kind of forgetting how to have these personal relationships when we've kind of been in the digital age?
I don't believe that it's a forgetfulness. I believe that it's just day-to-day activities. It's just what I've seen the digital age and media and different emailing and different ways to connect with people without
mm-hmm.
seeing them face-to-face or without seeing them a greeting card. If you ask your audience, I would wonder to what percentage of your audience
mm-hmm.
has sent an actual birthday card,
mm-hmm.
not an e-card,
right.
but an actual greeting card where they took the time to personalize the greeting card
mm-hmm.
and sent it to a friend, a neighbor, a client.
Actually, lick the stamp and stuck it on the envelope.
Someone who's been a client of yours for 5 or 10 years.
Right.
How do you teach them to go beyond the services you offer and actually create a true relationship, a very authentic relationship with these individuals?
Right, right. I do. I absolutely agree with that, and that would lead me into this next question, is what actually inspired you? What brought you to this point of realizing?
I have been in service industry my entire career.
Mm-hmm.
I started in the hotel industry, 15 years in the operations of hotel industry.
Oh.
So obviously working with all different types of personalities every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was different. No one was the same. It was different people all the time. I then was in the separate marketing company with two business partners the last 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and just broke away from that just recently. And pondering on my next venture,
mm-hmm.
I decided to use this opportunity to create my own sole proprietorship named at Snyder Venture.
Mm-hmm.
The cards that that I use and promote, I've been using for the last year in
mm-hmm.
my other marketing company, and I was at a classroom, and I've just been diving into my own personal self and
yeah.
my own, how my personality can shine the best,
mm-hmm.
and I love working with people. I love the customer service point of it. I love to kind of figure out a business issue. I love to dig
mm-hmm.
in and find out what the true issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And inspire and move them.
And help people find their motivation as well.
Absolutely.
So you'd be a really good candidate to ask this next thing, and that is, what challenges do you encounter as a business owner?
I think the biggest challenge is getting in front of, we're society, we build a lot of walls around us.
Mm-hmm.
Each person has a lot of walls that they've built up.
Okay.
And I think that that's based on society and their own, what their reality is.
Well,
and
my,
what their experience is.
Right, and just what popped into my
sure.
head is the fear of rejection.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Being
mm-hmm.
on social media
is
pretty,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Outside of the traditional, being on your own as far as
mm-hmm.
your own business, personally wearing several hats, to
yes.
know what you have to do for the day, but truly I find the biggest wall,
yeah.
if you will, is giving to that each individual that you encounter,
mm-hmm.
and showing that gratitude and love and understanding that you're not there as a enemy, you're there as friends.
Right,
to
and
help
it takes
them.
Time. It takes time to build those relationships, and it's not instantaneous.
Yes.
So you've got to kind of stick with that.
Yes.
Yeah, well, good. And we've known each other for a long time, and we've got a good relationship.
Absolutely, I know
you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much. And how can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through SnyderVentures.com,
mm-hmm.
or they can contact me at 805-400-0274.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Thank you for having me here today.
Absolutely, and I wish you the best on your ventures.
Thank you very much.
All
have
right.
a great day.
You go get back to networking and
okay.
have some coffee.
And remember, to call in and ask questions, 333-580-5755. That's 333-580-5755.
Excellent. Yeah, we would love to hear your questions, although I think I've got some pretty good ones today, and I've got some good guests. And so who we have sitting here now with us is Gretchen Ricker. And so, Gretchen, would you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do here on the Central Coast?
Well, I work with a firm called WealthWays, and WealthWays is the mission of WealthWays is to educate people on how money really works. The concept is that we all know how to work hard for the money that we make,
mm-hmm.
but none of us really know and understand how to put that money to work for us. So we try to fill in that gap. The United States ranks 14th in the world in financial literacy,
yeah.
which in my estimation is just wrong.
Well, it seems that we, you know, would rank a little higher than that in the United States of America.
You would think so.
Mm-hmm.
But when Gallup did the poll, they ranked the entire world in financial literacy.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that a lot of people don't understand, but when you say it, they recognize it, is that there's only 17 states in the entire country that require one semester of personal finance to graduate from high school.
Right, they don't even teach you how to balance a checkbook.
They don't. They
mm.
teach you, you know, they do sex education in all of the classrooms, but they don't teach you how money works. So they teach you how to make the baby, but they don't teach you how to support it.
Oh, goodness. Well, we can see where we're
headed on now.
Yeah, dire trouble. So tell us a little bit more about how money works and what platforms you use to educate.
Well, we have a very vast, a lot of technology and we believe we're stepping into like the millennial concept that, you know, a lot of texting, a lot of videos, a lot of online work. I do a lot. I work clients all over the country using virtual tools like conference calling and digital webinars and those kinds of things, so I can reach across the country to educate people on how money really works.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, the company that you work for, which is WealthWave,
that's correct,
teaches people how money works by using technology that millennials will understand?
That millennials will be drawn to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, millennials, what's interesting about the millennial generation is as our economy grows, they're going to have around $83 trillion in their hands and be in charge of.
Right, right.
Sooner than later.
Yes.
And you combine that with the fact that they don't know how to put it to work.
Right.
They don't know how to keep a hold of it. The average credit card balance in this country is $16,000 per person, and those same people have less than $1,000 in savings.
And that's not considered a good savings account.
That's not good savings account.
We want to reverse that.
Right. So these are the kids that are going to be in charge of the economy, in charge of this fund, and our mission is to help educate them on how to do a better job of that, put their retirements in place, be able to take care of themselves when they are retired, because we're looking at retirement of maybe 20 to 30 years at this point. We have over a million people in this country that are over 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, if you want to retire at 65,
they could potentially be retired for 45 to 50 years.
Yeah.
If they, you know, were able to retire.
Yeah. Even if it's just 30 years, you don't get unemployment when you retire. You do get Social Security, but the cost of living is going up. The cost of medical insurance, even your Medicare insurance, goes up every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken out of your Social Security check, which doesn't go up as fast as the cost of your health care.
Right. So there are products that the company that you work for has that can help you put these protections in place.
Right. What we do is we come in and for no cost, no obligation, sit down and do a complete and through a financial strategy and analysis of where someone is, whether they're penniless, broke, $16 million in debt, to they've got 401ks that need to be put back to work, those kinds of things. I don't ever make snap decisions. I always sit down and figure out exactly where they are, where they want to go, and then guide them as to how to get there and educate them on the different kinds of products that are out that could help them realize their financial dreams.
So it sounds to me like you build a relationship with your clients so that you can better serve them.
First and foremost,
Wonderful. So let me ask you if you can identify really quickly, what challenges do you encounter as a business owner?
The biggest challenge that I encounter is helping people understand that they don't need to have money to invest to talk to them. I've had people say, well, I don't have any money, so there's no reason. And what I want to say to them is, the fact that you don't have money is exactly why I want to talk to you. Because I need to help you figure out why that is and help you not be living under a bridge when you're 75 years old.
And I want to thank you for that, Gretchen. I've appreciated the information that you've imparted to me in other meetings. And, So tell us, how can we get a hold of you? And
I can be reached. My website is wealthwave.com/Gretchen Ricker. Email is Gretchen.Ricker@wealthwave.com. And my cell phone number is 805-674-1278.
Excellent. And I think I did ask you what inspired you to get into this particular line of business.
The statistic about the fact that we're not educated on how money works, I made probably just about every financial mistake there is to be made. I'm 63, and gave me a lot of time to make a lot of mistakes. And when I realized that, in my opinion, I was intentionally dumbed down about how to be financially stable and sound, and that's been going on for two or three generations. Can I say the word pissed me off on the radio?
Sure.
Yeah.
Our producer doesn't care.
It really made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
I felt set up.
Okay.
I felt blindsided, and I got mad. And that inspired you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Got a little fire in my belly about it.
No, so what would you say is the number one difference between WealthWave and other financial educators?
One thing is you don't have to have $250,000 in liquid assets to talk to me.
Oh, right. You don't have to have anything.
Yeah.
That's a supplementary analysis.
I'm licensed. I'm actually a real estate broker. I have life and health licenses, and I have 3 securities licenses that allow me to do pretty much anything I need to figure out how to get themselves dug out.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the people in my industry, you have to have $250,000 to $300,000 in liquid assets to be able to sit down with someone with my licensing
mm-hmm.
and experience. We don't do that because the people that need us the most can't afford it.
Right, right.
So we have turned the tables on that. I don't charge for financial strategy. And if they don't have anything to invest, that's important because then I get to help them figure out how to get
money.
Those are the ones that I love.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoy what it is that you do.
I do.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate you coming and being a regular here at Coffee at the Carlton. And what would be the last thing that you want to tell folks out there before we get on to our next?
If what I'd,
and what
I'd
was the
love
number
to talk, 805-674-1278. Give me a call.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Justin.
And now, to make you forget the phone number, you can call in and talk to me at 323-580-5755. That's 323-580-5755.
All right. So. All right. So, last up we have Fred McMurray.
Hi, Marie. How are you doing?
I'm good, Fred. In case you haven't figured that out, he is our producer here today. And so thank you very much, Fred,
you're
for
welcome.
Setting all this up.
Welcome to the Link Local Network family of content providers. We have radio shows, we have bloggers, we have people who sometimes just create pictures and post them. So we're happy to have you as a new member of our content creation family.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been quite an experience. I don't mind getting into things that I know nothing about because I know that's the only way to learn. And this has been great.
So the Link Local Network was founded on the idea of if you want to make change, it can't be what comes out of your mouth or what people see of you. It's got to be about what you see and what people and what you hear. Because when people can hear what you hear and see what you see, that's when communication starts. That's when change starts to happen. So the Link Local Network was founded as kind of a grassroots way of creating awareness about the issues and problems that we face in society, as well as people who are working to change them from a business point of view.
Right, right. So in the interviews that we have done this morning, one of the common threads that we've heard from the challenges that businesses have is getting their message across.
Exactly.
And having to be understood, maybe, being credible. What are some of the ideas that you have created to get the message across?
The Link Local Network started out with one radio show, and at one point we had radio shows every week. Now we just got a couple. We have multiple websites where people can contribute blogs to. We have our social media audience, which is about 750,000 strong across the world. We've seen where we've done radio shows, and 5 minutes later after we're done, we were getting great jobs from Europe or Australia, places all over the place. So what we learned early on was because of social media, it wasn't just about me talking, sitting across the table talking to you. It was because of social media, I could sit at the table with you and we could talk to somebody across the U.S. to find out what they're doing and bring that knowledge here. Because everybody always says, I have to be in front of somebody to talk to them.
Right, right. Well, and as you also, we've heard earlier, here on the Central Coast, it seems as though we do live in a little bit of a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been one of my challenges, personally, is reaching outside of that bubble and actually even getting to the point of understanding that I needed to reach outside of that bubble.
Well, and this is something we find in common along the Central Coast, and you know, when I'm sitting at the office and I'm looking out at my window at the Pacific Ocean, and I'm watching whales go past, it's one of those things of, yeah, I tend not to really care. Yet, you look at it,
right,
and we have huge problems that beset us, and we have to be talking to people all across the state, all across the country, all across the world, because that's the only way we make better lives for our kids, mm-hmm. and, most importantly, our grandkids. And yes, I'm a new grandfather.
And congratulations on that. So with your insight, because you kind of have a different...
Yeah, I'm weird.
Well, and you're, well, I would say that you're...
I prefer the term eccentric myself, but...
I like the term persistent and tenacious.
obstinate. Yes, I've been told that I'm obstinate. And yes, I'm told I'm persistent.
But that's what you don't take no for an answer. You know, you see where there's a need, and it's like kind of what we've heard from some of the other interviewees. It could be a little bit of a challenge to get break through the barrier of, no, you actually do need what it is that I'm offering you. And how can I help you to understand that? So what have been some of your challenges in reaching specific customers?
So with respect to Link Local Network, it's a bit different than it is for a normal company because we're very, very grassroots. So we look to get listeners and readers, but it's more about getting people that want to write or produce video or do audio so that they can get the word out mm-hmm. about whatever they're fighting for. Several years ago, we were working with Goalie down to Midway and welcomed the vets returning from Washington, D.C., the World War II vets returning from Washington, D.C. We talked to them on video and get their stories out. And that was just one of the best feelings in the world to see these guys, these men and women who are real heroes, light up. We work with raising funds for the Illinois Habitat for Humanity so they can build more houses. We work with smaller causes. We work with people to companies and groups. Just basically, it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting people's stories out and fostering communication. Because that, if I'm screaming at you with a bullhorn,
mm-hmm.
and you're screaming at me with a bullhorn,
right.
that's not communication.
Right.
That's the beginning of a riot. And
exactly.
being a Chicagoan, I have my own ways of going into life. But communication,
yeah.
when somebody's throwing a baseball bat at your head, doesn't,
in
when
your
you get people talking or watching or seeing. So what we want to do is we want to foster communication. We want to get the word out.
Okay.
We want people to talk. Because if we get communication happening, then after that starts to happen, then change happens. And the world is a better, can be a better place.
It should be a better place. So tell me a little bit about the experience that one would have visiting your website. Is that how this works?
Well, you can go to the link, there's multiple sites, but the primary one is www.linklocalnetwork.com. You can listen to the currently broadcasting shows that, like, we're on here to hear it. We are working on upgrading our broadcast facilities and hope to have them in place by January. We pull in what I'll say conventional media, news articles. We also have people that write.
Okay.
And it's all community sourced so that not us. It's not us. We have.
This is kind of a platform to allow people to use their bullhorn in an effective way.
Hopefully, not use a bullhorn, but
or
get their word.
Or that?
Yeah, well, you know, we have groups on LinkedIn. We have groups on Google. We have groups on Facebook. We have Twitter accounts and pages, and here and there where stuff goes up, mm-hmm. and that way people can comment. They can meet with people. Hopefully, since we do tend to take a business-oriented viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
Because if business isn't happening, then normally people aren't getting paid, and if people aren't getting paid, Well,
we,
already have a growing homeless problem in,
yeah.
in California. It's a crisis.
It is absolutely a crisis. So then I have a great question for you, Fred. Needs to happen here on the Central Coast specifically.
Well, I think everybody on the Central Coast should send me $100. I would be really happy with Valley. Boy, I could really make some change.
Well, you never know. That might actually work.
I've been very lucky since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
I got involved last year with the Pride Parade for Senate campaign, and that pushed me out to meet a whole lot of people. And actually, that's how I met you, because
right.
I was doing video for Debbie Peterson and you spoke and we talked, and the rest, as they say, is history.
It's still in the making.
Well, we make our history as we go. The thing that I guess bothers me most about the Central Coast is the number of homeless people I see.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that when I'm in Chicago or other places, given the vast wealth that there is on the Central Coast, whether it be in Slo County or Santa Barbara County or Monterey County or whatever those counties are,
mm-hmm.
I think that it's abhorrent
mm-hmm.
that there are as many people homeless as there are here.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't happen. Now, I shouldn't see Teslas and Jaguars and BMWs rolling down the street when there's homeless people lying on the side of it.
It just doesn't fit, does it?
It boggles the mind.
Yeah. And that's an interesting perspective because, you know, I've grown up with it here on the Central Coast my entire life. And it's refreshing to with our community because I think it is something that we've just become very used to. And I don't think it's because of the weather. I mean, we do have really good weather, but we also do have some serious social, mental health issues.
Well, I got to agree with you. I think it's something that needs to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So you going to do this next week?
I would love to do this next week, but I think that we can, I think I got some ideas on how we can build a great audience and get the word out here. Oh, final thoughts, because we're new at this. Final thoughts. Okay, so what our goal here is at Coffee at the Carlton has been to bring together community, because as you can kind of see a common thread through the people that I've spoken with, we need to talk face-to-face and get to know folks on a little deeper level, not superficial. We want to know who you are, what you do, and what makes you tick. So let's hope that you can join us here next week, and we'll do this again, and we'll see who we can discover at Coffee at the Carlton next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Have a good one.